Well, I don't celebrate Valentine's Day at all. I don't see either romance in Valentine's Day. I had a fiance, and on Valentine's Day, she dumped me on Valentine's Day.
Wow.
Aww.
And then 16 years and a bit years later, that same ex-fiance, we are married for over 16 years. We've got three daughters. And my daughters keep on asking me, Dad, why don't you celebrate Valentine's Day? And I tell them, look, I got dumped on Valentine's Day, so I don't see the need why I should celebrate Valentine's Day. I don't see what's so romantic about Valentine's Day.
So you ended up marrying the person who dumped you anyway?
That's correct, yes. That's correct. I ended up marrying her, and we're still married, but just no Valentine's Day celebrations.
So every time Valentine's Day rolls around, you're reminded of the day your heart was broken.
That's correct, yes, that's correct.
Does she do something for you on Valentine's Day?
Well, she tried on numerous occasions, but I can't see the romance in Valentine's Day. Just brings back bad memories.
So let's go back to that day now. So that was the last time you put in any effort, right? What happened on the day? I mean, what was the whole Valentine's Day breakup story? Tell me that story.
Well, I went to her on Valentine's Day, and I asked her if we can't go for a bite. And I don't know how it happened, but we ended up having a big fight over McDonald's burgers.
What?
You had a fight over McDonald's burgers. So were you fighting while eating McDonald's burgers, or was the fight actually about the burger itself?
Or was it a food fight?
Before we could actually get to McDonald's, we had a fallout about the McDonald's. So, and I got fired out of the relationship. I got dumped.
So what was it? Was it Big Mac versus, what was the fight about?
Filet-O-Fish.
I can't really remember. All I can just remember is what it was about McDonald's burgers.
Okay. Do you guys still go to McDonald's? Do you still go to McDonald's?
Well, I don't have much of a choice being a father of three girls. Me and the wife, we actually have a chuckle about this McDonald's business on Valentine's Day.
Shame, man. That day of the breakup, it must have been a very unhappy meal.
Yeah, true. Never mind a happy meal.
Shame, Carlton, that's such a sad story. Well, I'm glad that it had a happy ending, but wow, I'm sorry that Valentine's Day has forever been ruined for you. We're going to need to speak to your other half, so we're going to give Mandy a call and hear her side of the story next.
No problem.